Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Girl's Guide to Greatness. My name is Rebecca Shipp, and I am your host. I'm so glad you are here with me today. We are going to be talking about my next vagabonding adventure, which is vagabonding adventure number 2, and I'll be heading from Scotland all the way over to Ireland. So my first vagabonding experience was last year, back in August of 2020, when I decided to fly over from Raleigh, North Carolina in the United States, all the way over to Edinburgh, Scotland. I had always dreamed about traveling the world, and so I was off on this adventure to take the next 4 years to travel to various countries all around the world, learn languages, meet new friends, hopefully fall in love. I had big dreams, right? Big aspirations. But of course, during 2020, you know, with all the pandemic stuff, it just made it extremely difficult and challenging to do everything that I wanted to do. I was still able to travel the world, but at a much slower pace. But that did not keep me from going out and living my dreams. And so vagabonding adventure number 1 started. As I left Raleigh, North Carolina, I took a little detour into Iceland. And let's see, that was Reykjavik, Iceland. I flew into London Airport, and then I flew into Edinburgh, Scotland. I've been in Scotland for almost 8 months now, and I am heading over to Galway, Ireland in the next three or four weeks, and I couldn't be happier. And I have to say, I'm really gonna miss living in Edinburgh. I like Edinburgh. I think it's beautiful. I'm in the most wonderful area. I have, you know, it's easy to go down to the beach or to the city center or just hiking in the mountains. Or if I want to go over to pick up food at a restaurant or whatever it is I want to do, it's very easy here. And I really enjoy the lifestyle I have. So I'm definitely coming back at one point, I'm sure. And I've actually made friends here too. So it's been really nice, you know, being able to make new friends and have new adventures. But this is how I looked at it. I said, okay, Rebecca, you had a good experience here, and that's amazing, wonderful, brilliant, right? However, it's time to turn the page. It's time for the next chapter. Because when I first set out on this adventure of vagabonding, I knew that I had this beautiful book in front of me with all these empty pages. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm the author of my story. What stories do I want to fill this new book with? And that got me excited. And so I was off on these little adventures. Adventure number 1, moving to the UK. And here's adventure number 2, moving to Ireland. And I am just super excited about that because I'm beginning to fill those pages of the book with these exciting adventures. And I get to bring you, my audience, along with me for the ride and get to share in all these experiences with you. So it's super awesome. I recently was asked how I was able to do this, especially with the pandemic. How I was able to pick up and leave and go overseas and live and, you know, and just and be able to run my business and do all these things. Well, guys, I have to say that first I did the research. I read books, especially The 4-Hour Work Week with Tim Ferriss. Talks a lot about how to travel and work. But yes, I did my research. I read books. I read articles. And I was just really prepared to move overseas. I looked up visa information. I looked up living expense, the options to live, where I can live, how easy it was going to be to use my credit card in another country, you know, talking about how to pay for things, how to get an apartment or a place to stay, all these different things. What's the transportation like? What's the weather like? You know, all these different things. So I did my research. I asked a lot of questions. I started drawing out this plan of exactly what I would need to do to prepare for the move. And so I took this very, very seriously. I was in a position of where I was ready to let go in order to receive. And so I knew I wanted something very big and grand. And so in order to do that, I told myself I was willing to sacrifice, you know, living the lifestyle I was currently living. I had a beautiful home with all, you know, filled with beautiful things and a great car and all these great things, right? These are all luxuries, really, when you think about them. So I told myself I was willing to let go of that luxurious lifestyle in order to have a grander vision come to be. So I sold my car. I sold most of my things in my home. And any personal things that I wanted to hold on to, I put them in a small storage unit. I got my mail forwarded to a friend. And yeah, those are the main things that I did to start really preparing. And of course, I started making connections in online in other countries looking for a place to stay. And I looked up specific apps and websites that allow you to search for property and, that sort of thing, and maybe meet someone virtually first and get a tour of your place before even going over and actually renting it. So it's pretty awesome. I was very blessed in finding my place here. My flatmate, Daniel, was amazing. And I'm not sure exactly how I got so blessed, but my flat here in the UK is a shared flat. Now in Europe, it's very common. It's very popular to do shared flats or shared rooms. And so it's super inexpensive to do it that way, because then it's just one rate for a whole month. And that comes with your Wi-Fi, utilities, and rent. All of that stuff is usually included. And you have your own private room. And then a lot of times it's a shared bathroom. But I got lucky, and my flatmate, he actually, after a couple months sharing this flat with him, which is a two-bedroom, one bath, he actually moved out into his friend's house. And so leaving me with the entire place to myself, which was fantastic. I truly appreciate that. And so I was able to have my own private room and private bath. So it was really nice. Are you always going to get that lucky? Probably not, but I will take that win for now. And I'm super excited about the next place I'm moving into. That's going to be in Galway, Ireland. And I'm super excited to meet my landlord there. They seem super nice. Now, even though I did a shared room app for the first time round here in the UK, this time for Ireland, I did something slightly different. I knew that my stay was going to be short. It wasn't going to be 6 months or more, so I decided to check out Airbnb. And sure enough, I found some great options that were discounted if you purchase them in a bulk. So if I got 3 months, which is what I did, I wanted to stay there in the room for 3 months, then they give you a little discount overall. So it takes a lot off the bottom price, and then they split it up into three different payments. And so now I can pay my rent once a month automatically. It comes out on my credit card, and everything is ready for me when I get there. I have all the amenities that I need, super easy. I'm in, I'm out. So that's what I would suggest if you're interested in vagabonding or even living in another place, like I wouldn't say permanently, but long term. Just do your research. See what your options are. See what's available and make a plan. See what you need to do to get prepared to make this move. And also, I would suggest to leave room and space to adjust and adjust quickly, because I had to learn a lot when I got here. I had never really lived in another country before. I visited, but not lived. And so I was learning the ways of the world over here, and it's very different from where I'm from, which is the US. So for instance, one of the mistakes I made right off the bat was that I bought a transportation card for their bus line here. And so that was $80. but they were saying that's a whole month of riding, right? So you get to ride as much as you want for $80. And I thought, oh, that's great. And so I was excited about that, because in my mind, if I don't use the rides, I thought they would carry over to the next month. Lo and behold, they do not. The card expired, and I had only used it 3 times. So literally, I paid $80 to ride a bus 3 times. It was tragic, to say the least. but hey, $80, you can get that back pretty quick. It's not like it was a huge investment, but it was a big lesson learned. So just make sure you kind of give yourself a little space to make those mistakes, and because you're not going to be able to foresee every little thing. So just make sure you're ready. You're like, oh, okay, I didn't see that. I didn't think that was going to happen, but you know what? It's okay. How can we adjust? How can we, reposition ourselves to make this work and find solutions to those problems that may come up? Another funny story, guys, is that when I first started trying to use public transportation, this was very new for me. I hadn't used public transportation in the States since I was a poor little teenage girl back when I was like 19. So it had been a while, first of all, that I've used public transportation. So I had to learn how to, go to the correct bus stop and bus numbers and all these other things. But here in the UK, since they drive on the opposite side of the road, I kid you not, I was in the middle of the city center in Edinburgh which is what we call downtown and, in the United States. I was in the city center and I'm waiting for my bus, and in my app on my phone, it says, "Hey, it's coming." I kept looking, and all of a sudden, on the opposite side of the street, it passes me. I was on the wrong side of the street. And so there was times that I was on the wrong side of the street. There were times I was looking the wrong way. I was on the right side of the street, but I was looking in the wrong direction in which the bus was coming. So it completely passed me by. So funny things happened, and I was a little frustrated, but at the end, I just laughed it off, figured it out, and got on the bus I needed. But anyways, guys, have fun with this if you're really interested in finding out more about how to pick up your business and go overseas and to live the life you really want, do the life and live the life you really want. Feel free to message me. You can find me at Rebecca Ship and just about on any social media app. But send me a Facebook message if you really want to connect and see what I'm up to over here. And yeah, I think that's all for today. But yeah, I'm super excited. I will keep you posted as soon as I get all settled into my new home. I'll let you guys know, and I'll see you on the next episode.